Erev Shabbos, Parshas Emor, Toshin Samach Zayin.
Parshas Emor talks about several ideas, certainly about the Kehanim, halachas pertaining to Kehanim and Karbonis. And then it talks of about the Yamim Tevim. And as well, it talks about the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmor. So since this is the Parsha and we're in the middle of Sfiras HaEmor, it would be worthwhile to spend a few minutes talking about Sfiras HaEmor and how we learn out the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmor and some of the lessons from Sfiras HaEmor from the Parsha. This is an idea that I heard from my Rebbe, the Mashkiach, Ramatashiyahu, in Vad talking about Sfiras HaEmor, but really comes from this Parsha. In Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Tezvav, Torah says, "V'sfartim lachem imachras haShabbos." You should count the day after Pesach. Miyom haviyachem es emer atenufa, from when you bring the carbon emer. Sheva Shabbos says tmimais tihyena. You count 7 weeks. So the Torah is saying you count from after Pesach when you bring the carbon emer. You count 7 weeks until when? Ad mimachras haShabbos haShaviyus. And you count for 50 days until after these 7 weeks or 49 days and up until Shavuos, as we know, and then you bring another karma. So the bookends of this counting period is from the karban Omer until the karma which we bring on Shavuos. So how to understand these two psukim is a machlekes rishayim, which makes a very big nafkamina lahalacha. Is the mitzvah today deiraisa, or is the mitzvah today only the rabbanon as a zechel amidosh? What is the machlekes? Let's just read a few lines here from the Aruch HaShulchan in Simin Tav Pei Tes Sif Beis. He says, Rav HaPaiskim Hiskimu, most Paisim agree that Sfira Vizman is Eini Elamid Rabbanan. Why? Shari Akshav Leka Omer. We don't have a carbon Omer. We don't have a Beis Amigdosh, so we don't bring the carbon Omer. Vaha Sfira Shabbatayrahu Limnais Min carbon Omer Ad carbon Shalshtay Halechem. The Torah says, I want you to count from right after you bring the carbon Omer, count every day until you bring the Shtei Alech and the carbon of Shavuos. But we don't have that today. So therefore there's no mitzvah of counting the Omer. That is the opinion of the Ran. Because if the Torah is telling you, I want you to count from this carbon to this carbon. So if you don't bring a carbon, then there's no counting. V'chein Mashmi brings a raya from the Gemara Menachos, Sh'amar Ameimar, Ameimar, the Ameira said, Mani Yoimi V'lei Mani Shavuot. You only have to count days. You don't have to count the weeks. We count days and weeks in our counting. And he said, the reason you don't have to do that, he says, Zechel HaMikdash, it's only a Zechel HaMikdash. The Torah says you count days and weeks, but here it's only as a commemoration for what they did at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if you don't have to count days. Rashi says you don't have to count weeks, only days, because Lav Chayvahu, today it's not really an obligation, there is no carbon. El Zechel HaMikdash. So that's the first opinion. Now, even this opinion says, however, the Medrash does say that Bishar Shamalai Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu told them in Mitzrayim, he told Bnei Yisrael that we're going to be taking you out of Mitzrayim. And when we take you out, Tavner Selekim Allah Harazet, when we go out, what are we going to do? We're going to go to Har Sinai, and we're going to receive the Torah. And they said to him, Amrulay Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, Emosai Avaydezu, when are we going to serve Hashem? When is this Tavdun as the Lekimazah? When are we going to get to this mountain? Or Malami said to them, L'seif Nunyayim. In 50 days' time, we're going to be at the foot of Har Sinai. V'yumaynin kol echad ve'echad la'atzmai. They were so excited about it that they counted, they had a countdown until that time. So Klal Yisrael on their own. There was no mitzvah. On their own initiative, they started counting. And Mikan, based on that counting, kavo chachamim l'sfira sa'aymer, In other words, even bisman hazeh, she'ein anu mevi'in karbon, v'lo yemer, even though we don't have a karbon anymore. And therefore, really, there's no mitzvah to count svira, because you're only counting svira from when you bring one karbon till the next karbon. If you don't have a karbon, the Torah never said you have to count. It's only counting from karbon to karbon. If you have no karbon, you don't have to count. Still, one idea was saying it is Zeichel HaMikdash, which we have a lot of mitzvahs to do Zeichel HaMikdash. And secondly, based on the Medrash that they counted from when they went out of Mitzrayim 50 days until Har Sinai, it's another idea why we count. We make this cheshbon of 50 days L'Simchas HaTorah, K'moy Shemonu Yisrael Bo Yisizman, just as Klal Yisrael did in that day. But the real Svir is only the Rabbanah. That is the opinion of the Ran. And most Rishayim. However, in Sif Gimel, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Avaloi Kein Das HaRambam. The Rambam holds, even today, counting Sfira is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Why? Because the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Saseh Lispar Sheva Shabbos Tois Temimois. It's a mitzvah to count 7 complete weeks. Miyayim Havasa Eimer, from the day when they did bring the Karban Eimer, until Shavuos. U'mitzvah Zu HaKol Yis Ishmi Yisrael, B'chol Makim U'v'chol Zman. So you see that the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah Saseh even today, and does not hold of the opinion in the Gemara that it's only a Zeichel HaMikdash. That was the opinion of Amemar. But other in the Gemara, Abaye of Rabbanan de Rashi says, the mitzvah d'lamin meyoyim, the mitzvah d'lamin shavua. We count days and weeks to show that the mitzvah that they had in the Torah in the times of the Beis HaMikdash is the same mitzvah we have today. And it's not exactly connected with the Karban. The Karban is just giving us a simon of when to count. It's the counting goes from the day after Pesach until Shavuos. But the mitzvah of counting is a mitzvah by itself. What's that based on? The Ikar HaSfira Hu L'Matan Torah. The Rambam says the real purpose of the counting is not based on the Karban. The real mitzvah of the counting is based on this Medrash that we quoted. That the Bnei Yisrael counted up to Matan Torah 50 days from the Nanah Mitzrayim. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tziva Lahar V'Karbonos B'Tchilas HaMinyan Me'omer Sa'orim. First, at the beginning of this counting, which the Bnei Yisrael were counting, they were counting down in excitement to Matan Torah. Hashem says, you know, since they're counting from when Yerad HaMitzrayim until Shavuos, Hashem then gave it sort of an additional mitzvah and said, you can also bring a karbon from day after Pesach when you begin counting. That's going to be a karbon brought from barley. And at the end of this time period, which is Shavuos, you're going to make another carbon. And that carbon will be out of chitim, out of wheat, to indicate to ourselves that we went out of Mitzrayim, we were considered like animals, like behemoths which eat barley. And at the end, we made it up to Matan Torah. In these 7 weeks, we elevated ourselves to Adam, to people which eat chitim, which eat wheat. And that's the remez over here. The allusion to that is Hashem said bring a carbon Omer, which is barley, and then bring the carbon shtealechem, which is wheat. Avikra kavanu l'man Torah v'lechol l'chein ha-mitzvah gam bezman hazeh. So here we have a machlokes whether the mitzvah Sirus Omer today is only midrabanan as a zecher of what they did in the Mikdash, because it's only the Torah only says to do it when you bring a carbon. And the Rambam who says, no, even though the Torah is telling us you bring a carbon, that sort of came after the fact. After the fact that you're counting anyway, because the Jews counted from Adam Mitzrayim until Shavuos, till Matan Torah, and they were excited about that. The Rambam says that therefore the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah in the beginning of that time, and a mitzvah at the end of that time, which is the carbon Eimer and the carbon Shtealechem. So in this counting, we see, number one, there's a connection, obviously, to Shavuos and Matan Torah, because there was a countdown to Matan Torah. And as well, there's also a connection to Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. Now we understand why after the Svira, after we count, we say, Arachamanu Yachzor Lanu Beis HaMikdash. We want to get back to Beis HaMikdash, because either way, there's a connection of bringing Karbonis. Either that was the main purpose of the mitzvah, from carbon to carbon, or at least that Hashem added to our mitzvah of counting, and the idea of counting, He added these Karbonis. Now, what's very strange is the bracha that we make on Sfiras HaOmer. What's the bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedishanu P'mitzvaysa V'tzivanu Al Sfiras HaOmer. On the counting of the Omer. What does the counting of the Omer mean? The way we just explained it, it's from when they brought the Korban HaOmer until they brought the Korban Shtei Alechem. So really we should be counting Al Sfira Mei Omer. This is the counting from the Omer. What is the counting of the Omer? What is that? We're not counting the Omer. We're counting from the Omer. Whether you want to say it's the idea that the Rambam says it's the idea of counting to Matan Torah. But we say, when do you do that from? You do that from the Omer until the Shtei Alechem. So say it's Mei Omer. Not Sfiras HaOmer, the Omer. How many times have we said this bracha in our life so far? I never thought of this question.
Counting the days.
So we should say Al Sfiras HaYamim and Sfiras HaShuois. When I say it's the counting of days and weeks up until a certain point. Or say Al Sfira until a certain point, Sfiras Alt until the Shtei Alechem. But the Omer, what is the Omer?
The carbon's only given once.
What? The carbon. That carbon?
Carbon always given the same day, for something like that's the last understanding.
Right, right. And that's all the halachis, it's matter, the new tvua, the kaddish, but that is the what the Torah tells us. Like, that's the guidelines of, the bookends of when you count. From the carbon name until the carbon shlachan. So we're counting from a certain point. So say, these are the counting from this point. Hayayim, Yayim Echad, what? La'aymer, what? To the aymer? Ziyayim, Yayim Echad, my aymer, from the aymer. Ba'omer, yeah? Hayayim, Yayim Echad, Ba'omer. Today is the Omer. Yeah, now we have to take a step back and look at the whole parsha of the aymer over here. This is in Perich of Gimel, Pasik. Test begins the pasuk test. Now, at this point in the parsha, really starting from Perek Chav Gimel, which is Revi in the parsha, the Torah is delineating all of the Yemen Tovim. Start with Shabbos, then Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Okay. What's strange about this listing of the Karbanos of the Yom Tovim is that really here we list the Yom Tovim and when they are, what day they are, what halachas they are. On Rosh Hashanah you blow the shofar, on Sukkot you take the Dalet Minim. But really doesn't mention a lot about the Karbanos of each Yom Tov. That's reserved for Parshas Pinchas. Well, again, we have the listing of all the Yom Tovim and which Karbanos you bring. And that's explained at length in Parshas Pinchas. Here, there's some references to the Karbanos, to the Karban Musaf, which the Rishonim here try to explain. What are you bringing in about the Karban? But when you come to the Chag HaShavuos, when you come to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, we have actually a long introduction about the carbon which is brought on Shavuos. And this is the Rishonim are bothered by. Why are we doing this? What are we sticking in all about the carbonus over here, where this is not its place? It doesn't belong here, it belongs in Parashas Pinchas. So here, just tell me when it is, and what's the mitzvah of that day. And yet, here in Pasuk Tes, when we introduce the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Torah tells us, "Vaydaber Hashem Meisha Leimer Daber Benisov Amarta Lenki Savoyu Ela Aretz." When you will come to Eretz Yisrael, Asher Nino Yisin Lachem, Uktzartem Es Ktzira, and you will harvest. Vahaveis Emes Oimer, you will bring the Oimer, Reishis Ktzira Chemalakay, and the first fruits, the first grain that grows, you'll harvest it, and you bring that to the Kayin, like Bikurim. And the Hainim HaSayim tells what you do with the Aymer. You have to bring a carbon with it. You have to bring a carbon mincha with it. And then it tells us, so why does it stick in here about the Aymer? The carbon Aymer. So the Sifarno over here in Pasuk Ches, actually, in the introduction to this parasha, Perichov Gimel Pasuk Ches, In the middle of his words, this Sfarnas tells us as follows. When we introduce the Chag HaShavuos, we start from the Omer. We start from this Korban Omer. Why? Because this is when we start cutting the Omer. Usviras HaShavuos, and we start counting the weeks. Like we said, when do we start counting? From the Korban Omer up until the Korban Shtei Alechem HaShavuos. So this is when we're starting to count. Usviras HaShavuos, Shehei Me'inyin HaChag HaNikra Chag Kotzer V'Chag HaShavuos. And it has connection, it pertains to the Chag HaShavuos itself. In other words, the Korban Omer, which is the starting point of when we start counting Svira, which goes up until Shavuos, as far as it says, this already has a connection to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Svira is very connected to Shavuos, starting already from the time we start counting Yom Yom Echad Ba'Omer, which is when they bring the Korban Omer. Why? Shabai Niten Aydala Kel Yisbarach Al Shavuos Chukos Katsir Sheshamar Lanu. During this whole period, this is the crucial time for the wheat in the field. The springtime is crucial, that it needs enough rain in order to grow properly, in order that when it comes the time to harvest, it will be fully grown, and there will be a good crop for that season. So I need to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rain to fall properly in this particular time, and then I'll be able to harvest my crop, which I worked very hard planting, and now I finished the planting, and now I realize it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the rain in this proper time, and to sort of keep what we call the laws of nature, which Hashem will be in charge of, to make sure that it will all grow properly, the rain will fall in its proper time, and we'll have the parnasa for that season. Because without that help from Hashem, I'm a goner. I can't do that. I could plant whatever I want. If it doesn't rain properly, what happens? Nothing. So I realize at this time, during this period of the year, as far as it says, we realize how much we are dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for His involvement in our parnasa. And when it comes Shavuos, finally, we give a Haida, we give a thanks to Hashem on the entire season that He made it successful. Because the success of the harvest season, and this is the time period from the beginning of spring right at the Pesach until Shavuos, since this is the time, as the Paskin Yirmiyah says, Shavuos Chukos Kotzer Yishmelanu, that Hashem has preserved and protected this season and bringing the rain at the right time. So therefore, the Omer is a Haida ala Aviv Kimakrav Bikuri Asad Lebailim. We start with the Korban Omer, which is a tefillah to Hashem, make the season successful, bring the rain in the proper time, and at the end of it we bring another Korban, that Shavuos, to thank Hashem for the entire season. So really, the idea of Chag HaShavuos is not just we have a Chag which comes 50 days after Pesach, but the idea of Chag HaShavuos is starting right after Pesach. We have a season which we have to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of His help. So we start with a Korban, which is a tefillah, and we end with a Korban, which is a thanks on what Hashem did for us. What does the word Omer mean? Another tough question.
Measure.
Omer is a measurement. In other words, it seems to be a new word that the Torah made up, which is not uncommon, to describe a certain measurement. Rashi tells us here in the Parsha, it says when you will harvest the grain, you'll bring the omer. What is omer? Rashi says, asiris ha'efa. it's a tenth of an eifa. Means you will harvest this amount, this measurement, and this is what you will bring. So Omer is a measurement, and we call it the carbon Omer, means it's the carbon which is this measurement. It's like the carbon of 10 ounces. The carbon of a tenth of an eifa. Very strange. Kach Hoyse Shema, this is what it was called. It's very strange, as the Haksava Kabbalah points out, that all the minchas that we, little menachas that we bring, a mincha is always called based on the utensil that is used, the vessel that is used to bring it in. There's a minchas machavast, which is brought in a pan. There's a minchas marcheshes. There's a minchas ma'afei tanur. What type of pan do you bake it in? Is it a deep pan? Is it a flat pan? The mincha is usually called on the keli that you bring it in. This mincha is called the minchas omer based on the size that of wheat that you bring in. Very strange. Omer is a measurement. So Rashi says, where do we get this word omer from? K'may v'yamaydu ba'omer. And they measured the omer. Where was that said? That was said back in Parshas B'Shalach. Parshas B'Shalach, Perek Tezayin, Pasik Yudches. When the mun fell, it says that they measured the mun. Everyone took the mun and measured how much they had. Those who collected a lot or those who collected a little. They came home and they measured it, and they found out what? Everyone came home, no matter if they had a big basket, they schlepped home a whole carload of mun, or no matter if they just picked up a little shopping bag of mun, they came home and they had exactly the amount of food that they needed for their family. A nice. That's what happened. And they measured the omer, which is the mun that they gathered up, and they came home and they said it was exactly the right amount that they needed. If they needed a lot, it was a lot. If they needed less, then it was taken away. This is what happened by the mun. What we have to know about the mun, this is with this we can explain what the word omer means. Gemara Yuma, Daf Ayin Hay, tells us that a strange thing happened with the mun. The Gemara says, one pasuk says, "Uberedes hatala lamachin elaylo yered amon olav." As the dew fell on the camp, so too the mun came. It seemed to be that the mun came straight to the doorstep of Bnei Yisrael. But yet another pasuk says, "Vayetz v'yotze ha'am v'loktu." It says that they went out to gather it. So was it at the door, or did they go out? And yet another pasuk says, "Shatu ha'am v'loktu." Sounds like they had to go very far to get the mun. So was it at the door, or was it outside in the street, or was it far away outside the camp? How do you understand it? Says the Gemara, it depends who we're talking about. Tzadikim, Yair al Pesach Bateim. The person was a tzaddik, it fell right at his doorstep. He opened his door in the morning, and there was his fresh breakfast waiting for him. If it was Beinanim, not such a tzaddik, but not too bad of a guy, then Yotzuv Lok, they had to go out to the market, to the square, and they had to get it over there. And the Rishoyim, Shotuv Lok, they had to go out of the Machne and go collect it over there.
So it's a report card.
So the Mashiach said, imagine this is what happened. The Tzaddik goes every morning, takes it, brings it into his house, beautiful, doesn't even have to exert any effort to get his Parnasa, Hashem gives it to him. Everybody has Parnasa. Everybody gets it. Even the Rishon get that Parnasa. Right? But it doesn't come so easy. It comes with hardships. You have to go schlep. It takes a little longer to get it. But everybody gets it. Imagine the Tzaddik wakes up one day, opens the door. There's no mun over there. Where's my mun? What happened to my breakfast? What happened to my... This is my Parnasa for my... They only got it once a day. Couldn't store it for the next day. He's getting nervous. What happened? I don't have to provide for my family. What happened? And he sees the basket with his name, but it's a little bit down the street. Could you imagine? It's worse than having to put on a bathrobe and go down. He has to walk down the street. Oh, the guy's not such a tzaddik anymore. Look at that. He has to go down the street like us. What's the tzaddik going to do that day? He's going to fast that day. That's first of all. But the, but that day he's going to do tshuva. He's going to realize, oh, what did I do that day? Oh, yeah, it could be I said a bad word to somebody. It could be I said lashon hara. He's going to do tshuva that day. The Rishon wants to go out of the camp. You think, we're bad guys, we'll go out of the camp. No, if they realize they have to go out of the camp, what are they going to do? They're going to do tshuva. So the man is exactly, a man was a report card from Hashem, very openly. How are you behaving? How good of an Eved are you to me? You're a tzaddik? Right by your door. Everybody get what they needed. The question is, how hard was it to get that man? So the man showed a person how much of a tzaddik he was, how much of a bein he was, how much of a rasha he was. And that's what the Gemara tells us. The word oimer, and with this we could tie everything together. The word oimer says that ksava kabbalah comes from the word of avdus. Because we have a pasuk, someone kidnaps a person. He steals another person, and he works him as an eved v'his amer bay umachare, or he sells him. So the word v'his amer means that he works a person. He's meshabed that person. So oimer, he says, comes from that word. Indeed, oimer is also a measurement. But why do they use this word to describe the measurement of mun that came down, or the measurement of the carbon oimer, which we have to bring in the beginning of the season, which we need to rely on Hashem, we have to daven to Hashem for that our parnasa will come? We use the word oimer because the mun was dependent on how much the person was meshabed himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much he was an oimer, he was an eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Was he a tzaddik? Was he a bein? Was he a rasha? And at the beginning of this season, right after Pesach, we're being a carbon. What is it called, that carbon? Carbon oimer. Why? Because this is the beginning of the season, which we know we planted already, and we need to rely 100% on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the rain fall properly, Yoyre Umalkosh, the hard rain, the soft rain, in the proper time, in order for the parnasa to go easy. So we bring a carbon called the carbon oimer. This carbon is to indicate to us, it's to remind us that we have to daven every day. It's to remind us we have to do tshuva every day during this period of time. Asher kedishonu b'mitzvah yisivis al sfiras ha'oimer. The sfiras ha'oimer is not from the carbon ha'oimer. The sfiras ha'oimer is the carbon, if we're counting how many days did we become better avodim to Hashem. Sfiras ha'oimer is sfiras ha'avdus. Hayoim yoim echad ba'oimer. Today is one day that I count that I am an Eved Hashem. Today is one day, or 2 days, or 7 days in 1 week that I am counting as an Omer, as an Eved Hashem, and making myself more of an Eved Hashem, because this is a time when I have to come on to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of my Parnasa. The Parnasa will come, but how hard will it come? How hard will it take? How much will it take? And how much effort will I have to put in to get that? So Hashem says, just like by the month. Just like by the man, it depended. If a person was a tzaddik, it came very easy. If the person was a rasha, then it came much harder. So too, Hashem says, "Ki savayu al ha'aretz," when you come into the land, and you will not have this nisim anymore. You won't have the nisim of the man. The man ended after 40 years, but after 40 years, you will now go into Eretz Yisrael. Ki savayu al ha'aretz, and you will have to realize that Hashem says the same system works. The same system happens with me. Those who are tzaddikim will come easy. Those who are beinim, but it's going to come in a very concealed way. It will come not as a neis nigel anymore. It will come as a neis nister now. But the same system will work that I look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I look for those who are tzaddikim, those who are beinim, and those who are reshaim. So yes, indeed, we start counting from the oimer, the carbon oimer. But the oimer, why it's called oimer? And it's called this measurement because it's taken from the mun. And from the mun, for 40 years in the desert, we learned the lesson from the mun that Hashem says, I will give you parnasa based on how much you are an eved to me. And we start the carbon ayma, and we say, we are a carbon ayma, we're bringing a carbon ayma, because with davening to Hashem, I want to better myself as an ayma, as an eved to Hashem. Today is this many days in my counting towards how much I've bettered myself to Hashem, how much tshuva I've done to Hashem. That's the sfiras ha'ayma. And counting it every day, says the Sfarno, which we just learned, is to remind ourselves that every day we need to be mispalo for our parnasa, every day we need to do tshuva, that the parnasa should come easier. This is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer.